All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live backstage at the Grammys, being brought to you by the Palazzo Resort Hotel and Casino. And get this, caller 10 right now wins a two-night stay at the Palazzo Resort.
Ooh.
And that's the hotel casino in Vegas. The newest resort up at PalazzoLasVegas.com, P-A-L-A-Z-Z-O, LasVegas.com, and experience the height of luxury.
Yeah,
how can it get any better?
Apparently, it is beautiful, and people should check it out.
Yeah, the 10th caller to 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Elliot Yaman joins us. Nice to see you.
Hey, how are you?
All right, look at you with the American Idol, huh?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I am from Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And now, Brian Whitman, a huge fan of American Idol.
I am a big fan of American Idol. I believe you were the third finalist, Elliot. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, how pissed were you when you left?
I was pissed, man. I hate those guys.
No.
I wasn't pissed at all, man. I had the time of my life, you know, and I'm just fortunate I made it as far as I did, and I'm doing what I set out to do now. So,
well, a lot of people thought, because Elliot, your performances on the show were so terrific, a lot of people thought early on, oh, this is the guy, Elliot Yamin. Yamin is right. Is Yamin?
Yeah.
Yamin.
Yamin.
Tomato. Tomato. A lot of people thought you're going to win. You're the guy. And then to be down to just three, and then to be eliminated. Do you remember the moment that you learned that you were off? And was that like being kicked in the gut?
No, it wasn't at all. It wasn't a disappointment. It wasn't upsetting at all. You know, I kind of had a feeling that was going to be my week to go. You know, and I didn't really perform that well the night before. And no, man, I embraced it pretty well, and I figured it was time to move on. And I knew that I made the tour, which they take the top 10, you know, on a tour across the country. After the show ends, and
is that pretty cool to do?
Yeah, that was amazing. You know, getting to sell out arenas every night. And
that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that was amazing. So,
what did you do before? What was your job before?
I sold drugs, actually, before.
Is that right?
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
Illegal ones or legal ones?
Well, I worked at a pharmacy.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you did sell drugs.
I did. Yeah. I was a drug dealer.
Yeah, Jerry Wyschowski here is our board op and our producer. He thinks that there was like a Jewish factor in you not winning the American Idol.
Yeah.
Because he's Jewish, right? He's very sensitive to that issue.
He thought there was an anti-Semitic thing going on with the voting. What say you, Elliot?
Are you an anti-Dentite? I don't know, man. I hope my Judaism didn't play a role didn't.
Well,
didn't
he play every time he, you know, every time this guy, you know, stumbles over a chair, he blames it on everybody. Hating the Jews.
So. He always says, yeah. Jewish blood is cheap, because that's what, you know, people, you know, Jewish blood is cheap. You that's know, it's a horrible thing to say, but
he always says
a lot of people believe that.
Yeah. I would. That's great.
All right, now you got a CD out, right?
You haven't done an interview like this, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
I've done them all, babe.
No, it came out March 20th, certified gold as of October, I guess.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Actually, I think there were many platinum records, but I think Mark, is this true? Was there only like 12 or 15 gold records this year? Is that right? There was like only a select few out of all the albums that were released, and mine was one of them, so I'm
Get
very
this.
Proud.
Yeah,
it's a big accomplishment.
How many years gold, by the way? Is that a million?
Half a million.
Half a million?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. All right, so you're loaded.
And now, if I might ask a sensitive question, per unit, I'm not in the business, mm-hmm. but per CD, you've got, how much does it sell for in the store if I bought it in the store? $19, $20?
Yeah.
Average?
$20.
$20.
Let's say $20.
All right, I got to believe you're getting at least 25% of that, right?
Actually, I'm getting half, actually.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So $10 times 500,000.
Really good
that's
deal.
That's $5 million. Half of that is $2.5 million.
I got a
smoking deal.
Congratulations, my friend.
Wow. You, never you, have yeah. to work again.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be selling drugs anytime soon. So.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Or you could sell you can sell drugs now when you want. You know,
right.
You don't have to sell them.
Right, just kind of casually. Not,
yeah.
not, not,
do it, right. Do it when you have
not for
to.
Occupational purposes. Right?
How old are you?
I'm an old man. You know, 29.
29. Yeah. And where do you live? Have you moved to LA?
Yeah, I live out here in Studio City, and
Oh, cool.
You know, so I'm back home. Been back home for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, you can hang out with Whitman. He lives in Toluca Lake.
Let's roll.
The two of you.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
That's right around the corner from me.
Oh, really? Without getting too specific here.
I live at 3264. No.
How far are you from Vitello's?
Oh, I'm pretty...
pretty close?
I'm pretty... Let's just say that I'm quite fond of Vitello's.
Oh, okay.
I love. That's like, you know, that's my spot, man.
Yep. Well, we'll be there.
Meet over there.
We'll meet over
there.
Two
years.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Congratulations on the CD. Gold is fantastic for the first CD out
there.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
It really is. And I hope you sell another million, buddy.
Elliot, yeah, way to go.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Look at that with the American Idol. Look at that, everybody. All right. Oh, dude, Mark Wahlberg. I love that dude. Where is he? Is he coming up? All right, Mark Wahlberg is I used to work with this guy over at Dick Clark Productions, and now he's the host of Fox's Moment of Truth.
Oh, I know Mark, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I don't know where the hell that guy is.
Former television talk show host, too, right?
Is that right?
I think so. Well, now there's two Mark Wahlbergs. There's Marky Mark, and then there's the other guy, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, this is the
other guy, Mark Wahlberg.
The other Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, he had a TV show.
But anyway, so we can tell you we're backstage at the Grammys, and it's being brought to you by TurboTax. Look at that, man. Get out there and TurboTax yourself. And it's also being brought to you by Michael Clayton, coming out on DVD February 19th.
How about we got Elliot Yamin just to spit the numbers out? How about that? $2.5 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Jeez.
Well, minus 10% for the agent, and he's gold, dude.
Yeah, he's got $2,250,000.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
And that's just off like an American Idol appearance.
Right. I mean, if he has a few, I mean, can you imagine?
That's the power of that show.
Can you imagine if he did that off one CD? Can you imagine guys like Tony Bennett, Barry Manilow, Frank Sinatra?
Oh, yeah.
Kiss.
Yeah.
The Eagles. What these guys must be worth.
Yeah, I mean, if Yamin is making $2 million, what are these other clowns making? All right, we're backstage at the Grammys. Don't forget to watch the Grammy show Sunday. I believe that's on CBS, right? Big CBS show on Sunday night.
Channel 2.
So check your local listings. And here's Mark Wahlberg, man. Look at this guy. Hey, all right. Let's drag this guy's ass over here. Hey, Mark, how are you, man? Nice to see you, dude. How you been? Have a seat. Brian Whitman, Mark Wahlberg.
Hi, Mark.
What's happening, buddy?
You know.
I was just telling everybody about the old Dick Clark days.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I used to work with this young man before he became popular.
Well, there were a whole bunch of us that worked there before we went our separate ways.
Yeah, everybody went their own way. And I don't know if you were in the meeting with me. Who's the guy? Dave, the writer.
Hirsch.
Dave Hirsch,
yeah.
Right? I'm in a meeting over at, were you at the meeting at Universal with us? I think, I don't know if you were or not. But
God only knows.
We're sitting in the meeting with Dave Hirsch, who's a writer on a show called
Camp Midnight.
Right.
That we were doing for Dick Clark Productions.
That I was the warm-up guy on and the production coordinator, and I would do warm-up with the audience at an insurance brokerage next door. Then we would bring them in, right?
Oh, really? Right. To their seats?
Pinnacle of my career.
Yeah, and we were making $225 a week doing it. But so Dave Hirsch replaces Dick Clark as the host of American Bandstand. Right?
I do remember Dave Hirsch.
Yeah, big, huge deal.
Yeah, blonde-headed dude.
Yeah,
that's him.
He was in the press and everything.
Yeah.
And so he was a writer on the show Camp Midnight. So it's myself, Warren Bell, Tim Mayle, Dave Hirsch.
Right.
And we're sitting in this meeting, and the woman from Universal says, "Hey, who is that idiot that took over for Dick Clark on on American Bandstand?" And I said, "Why?" And she goes, "Because he's the worst." And I go, "Really?" I go, "That guy is that guy sitting right next to me."
There's more story than that.
What happened then?
Originally, what happened when Dick says when they weren't going to do Bandstand, they told me I was going to be the next
one
for
right,
American Bandstand.
Right.
For 2 weeks, I like called my mom. Everybody knew. There's all sorts of stuff. And then they say, "You know what? The whole thing went down. I'm not sure the whole ins and outs, but they said we're going to have an audition. We go in audition. David Hirsch goes in an audition. I audition. They hire him, and I got to tell everybody, I thought I was going to do it. I get in the elevator at Dick Clark's, and the head of Dick Clark Company at the time gets in the elevator with me. There's this dead silence. He looks at me. It's after the show was canceled. He says, "Well, at least you didn't kill Bandstand."
How long did it go on with Mr. Hirsch?
Several minutes.
Yeah. Hey, now you were married.
I'm still married.
Back.
You know,
you're
something
still married.
And, 20 years.
Didn't you meet your wife like at Disneyland?
Sort of. No, I was a singing waiter down in Orange County, and she was in the audience.
Oh, you've done it all.
Brother's got to eat.
Yeah. All right, what's this new show all about?
You know, my wife is the first person ever killed on Friday the 13th, the very first Friday the 13th.
Are you kidding me?
Annie, going to be the cook, and she's in the Jeep, and she jumps out of the Jeep.
Yes.
That's my lovely bride.
Wow.
Really?
I swear to God.
He's the biggest fan of that movie on the planet.
And this is my offspring. My daughter's
How are you?
How old's your daughter now?
She's 12.
Jeez. You should be very proud of your dad and your mom. I hope you are.
The last time I saw you, you didn't have any kids.
No, but that was a long time
ago. Jesus Christ.
Your wife.
This is my young one. I got a 16-year-old.
In the opening scene, that's New Jersey. She's walking through the streets of New Jersey.
The whole thing was shot in New Jersey.
Right.
It was like a two-day shoot.
Right. And I don't remember the name of the town in New Jersey, but a lot of people, you know, around Halloween time, they'll go there and walk along under that bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty spooky.
Teterboro.
No, not Teterboro.
Yeah.
It's the only town I know. All right, Mark Wahlberg is with us, host of Moment of Truth for Fox. I saw the promo of that, I think, during, like, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we had a 30-second promo with Chad Johnson from the Bengals.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
We have him basically on the show, or at least that's the concept.
Yeah, because I was sitting there buzzed watching the Super Bowl.
Me
and
too.
I'm like, hey, that's Mark Wahlberg. I know that guy from Dick Clark Productions.
Right.
So what's the show all about?
Show is, they call it the simplest game show on TV, but the hardest to win. You basically, if you can tell the truth through 21 questions,
right,
you can win $500,000. But you take a lie detector test at an earlier date, and you're asked 50 to 75 questions, and from them we pull 21. And if you don't tell a lie, you win the money.
And how has anybody won so far?
People have won money, but you have to stop before you get caught in a lie to win the money. So we've given away so far. I mean, there's been on the air for 3 weeks. Somebody's won $100,000. And, you know, we have varied degrees, but a lot of people have lost money, too.
Now, what happens, Mark, if somebody's on the show, if a contestant is on the show? It's a great idea, by the way. It sounds very exciting. People should watch it. Fox's Moment of Truth. When somebody is on there, and let's say you ask them a question, mm-hmm, and they give a response,
right,
and they say to you and the producers and to the viewing audience, I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
But the lie detector says they're not telling the truth.
Then they lose.
They lose. Okay.
Now, they have the option, like I said, after I ask a question, they could say, you know, I originally said no, but now that I think about it, I want to change my answer to yes. But if the lie detector examiner looks at it and says that you were deceptive, then you lose your money.
Oh, that's great.
So I constantly ask them. I don't say, why did you lie? I say, why do you think it came up as a lie?
Right. What are some of the types of questions?
Oh, man. It's, you know, it's
say, real personal, huh?
Oh, they range from, have you ever peed in a pool to, you know, is your wife the best lover you ever had?
Yeah. That's, wow. That is, those are some tough questions.
Yeah.
Tim, I noticed you're not answering either one of them.
I asked yes on both
of
them.
Yes.
Oh, he did answer yes. I was listening to another show. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
That is really tough because, you know, when you get somebody in private, you know, they'll tell you over a beer.
Sure.
That, I always pee in the pool and, you know, my wife is not as good as my ex-girlfriend.
Right.
But you get on TV and you go, wait a minute.
Right.
This is going to cause me a lot of trouble. Is it worth 500 grand?
Remarkable to me is they're on in front of millions of people. That's not even the concern in the studio. It's the family and friends who are sitting 10 feet away from them.
Of course.
It's like nobody else is in the room.
Yeah, it's the people who know them best.
Yeah.
Any questions come up like asking a heterosexual guy if he ever hit the stick?
Well, actually.
Yeah.
Is that right?
There was one that said, have you ever questioned that your boyfriend might be gay?
Oh.
Oh,
we don't actually use hit the stick as a phrase.
That's because Tim's not writing the show.
But
if you had Tim writing the show, that would be the terminology.
I see a T-shirt in the future for that one.
Yeah.
Have you ever hit the
here's
stick?
Another
That's
one
another Fox show.
Here's another one for you.
Celebrity stick hitters.
Here's one that Tim could write for you. Hey, Babu, you ever hit the bucket?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you work the bucket in.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. That is great. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
That's going to be a huge
and
show.
And to you, man. I listen to you all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Come on more often. I mean, you know, come on down to the studio.
I got the same phone number. Call anytime you want.
You're the same house, huh?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm a little better.
Moved up.
Not renting. I'm by purchase.
You moved up.
Yeah, in the 20 years since I've seen you, I actually own something.
Look at you, dude.
Still leasing the car, though.
Well, you want to do that. That's so interesting that you guys know each other from so long ago.
It was quite a little tank there, man.
We also had a meeting. I don't know if you remember this, but it was with Larry Klein over at Dick Clark Productions.
Yeah.
And Larry brings us in. He's a big executive over. I don't know if he's still there or not.
Yeah, well, I think he does the AMAs now. Yeah. I don't think Dick Clark Productions is there anymore. I mean, they're not even at that building. They've got bought out. It's a whole drama.
But I remember we were earning $200 a week.
Before taxes.
Yeah, before taxes. Writing a show and producing a late night cable show. Because there wasn't much money in cable at the time. And Larry comes in. He goes, I want you to all sit down. We're giving you guys a raise. And we thought, hey, we hit the big time.
Well, here we go.
$225 for each of you.
Honest to God, they asked me if I wanted to be a writer, one of those four guys, and I was working as a clerk, and it was a cut and pay of $25. I turned it down to stay as like a PA. It was a better job to be a PA than a writer on this show, I promise.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but look at the guys. I mean, you know, Warren Bell, a huge producer, came out of him.
Yeah.
Tim Mayle, a very funny writer. Yeah. Dave Hirsch is a very, you know, a successful writer.
And Mark, I seem to remember a daytime TV show that you did and hosted, the Mark Wahlberg Show.
You were the one who watched.
Don't say that. A lot of people watch, but I remember you doing that as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. Back Mark Wahlberg, thanks for coming
good
by,
to see you,
dude.
Tim.
Very nice to see you.
Nice to meet
Brian.
You.
Brian, yes, good
all
to see
right.
you.
All right, there he goes, the host of Fox's Moment of Truth. Nice to see you, buddy. And watch that. It's on Fox all the time, which is a, I guess.
Great network.
For me, I don't know when it's on, so I'll just say it's on all the time.
Yeah, check your just check. I mean, go to the Fox website, you know, it's a.
That guy's a stud. And that guy's like a real, like a conservative dude, though. He's still married to the same chick.
Yeah, he's got his wedding ring on and everything.
Yeah. I don't know how he does it, man. He's been married for like 24 years, or 20 some odd years.
Well, I'm going to have to go home now and put on my Friday the 13th DVD and check out his wife in that first scene.
Yeah, man. All right, we have to take a break here. We're live backstage at the Grammys. And it's being brought to you by the Palazzo Resort Hotel Casino.
Yeah, Matt.
And that's in Las Vegas. It's right near the Venetian, right?
Same
property?
Yeah, that's right.
I like to see that place. I like new casinos.
I hear it's beautiful.
Is that right? Yep. You're going to stay there?
I am.
Nice, dude.
I'm not going to tell you when, but I am.
All right. All right. We're backstage at the Grammys. Watch them Sunday on CBS. And we are on 97.1 for FM.